Quillen chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Va'ali Trafa Spa'if. So now dealing with things which make a bird trafa, and therefore, you know, if any of these things are found after the bird is slaughtered, so you can't go and eat this bird. And what are they? Nekuva Saveshes, if the gullet is pierced. Psuka Sagageris, or if the windpipe is severed. So that's the same as we said in the last Mishnah with the animal. You know, if the gullet is pierced, the esophagus is pierced, or the windpipe is severed. Yikata chulda al roisha makom shoisa oisa trefa. If a weasel wounded the bird on its head, where in a place where it would render it a trefa. So there's an interesting thing brought in the Gemara. So how do you test if it's got a hole in its head? So what you're supposed to do is insert one's finger into the beak and press upwards. And if you see brain matter coming out through the hole, so then you know that the hole's all the way through. And the animal that would be a trefa. Practical lesson over here. Nikavar kurkavan, if the craw is pierced, so the craw is also part of the digestive, you know, there's a certain pouch in the digestive system. So if that is pouch is pierced, the animal is considered a trefa. That's no good. Nikvu hadakin, if the small intestine is pierced, that's also a problem. Naflu l'or v'nechmeru b'nei meah. If the bird fell into a fire and its internal organs are like shriveled up, they're scorched. So im yerukim, if they are green, psulin, im adumim kasharim, if they're red, then it's kosher. So what that actually means, Gemara interprets that to mean that if the actual organ was usually red and it's gone green, or it's usually kind of greenish and it's gone red, that's a problem, right? But if it retains its original color, then that would be okay. She brings examples over here. Apparently with geese, hens, and doves, intestines are normally green. The heart, liver, and craw are usually red. So like if those changed color, then it would be a problem. Grasu utrafu bekoisel, if the animal is trod on, if someone stood on the bird or knocked it against a wall, or shiritzata, behema, so if an animal crushes it and it's still jerking, in all of these cases, if it still lives for another 24 hours and then it's slaughtered, kishera, then it's kosher. So in all of these, you know, if it's damaged in any of these ways, but the bird is then observed and 24 hours later the bird is still okay, so that bird would still be kosher and you'd be able to slaughter it and eat it, and that would be okay.